The desecration of the Red Hell Valley is an issue that will not go away. It is a wrong-headed issue, and it is an issue that will be righted in time. Maybe not in the next few years, but with people like yourselves and many others who are deeply aware of how wrong this is.
Freedom of the press is only guaranteed when you own the press.
It's time to hear the other side of the news.
Communication breakdown. Pause for the message. Wake up. Every station is a gentrification. Global syndication is the shaping of the nation. ABC, Disney, NBC, GE, Murdoch gets Foxy, and with a hint, he owns a pen. The camera, the sword, by a Coke, by a Ford, getting broke, getting bored.
The other side of the news.
What we want, what we need, what we want, what we need. But do we even know who plants the seeds? You think the media works for you, but it's a job for them. They're just selling fruit. Flim flam diagram, data jam, handicap, caught it. Yo, you bought it. My mind is a profitable thing to waste. You want another taste, babe? Still, freedom is a rumor.
There's been many things like this in history. Look how long it took for the women to get the right to vote. But in this modern day, with all the information and knowledge that we have, for something like this to occur in front of so many people is very shameful.
Good afternoon. Welcome to another edition of The Other Side. Today's show for the 29th of June is going to be on environmental laws. We have a lecture from Mark Mattson, who is one of the organizers, directors of Lake Ontario Keeper. He is an environmental lawyer. He has been very instrumental in some of the environmental law challenges that have already taken place in Hamilton with Linda Lukasik and her group from Environment Hamilton. Now, we're very lucky that we have some groups like Environment Hamilton, because if we left it all to the politicians here, we wouldn't have any parkland, we wouldn't have any water purity. There are a lot of things that are not right in this city that the average person in Hamilton is not even vaguely aware about. There's an awful lot of toxin stuff in our water. There's awful lot of toxins in our soil. The Spectator will never tell you these stories. They don't have an environmental writer anymore. And City Hall has meetings that are so closed to the public that even when you're